Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 267 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by remembering what we are, and from this place of knowledge, we allow the quote to speak to us. Coming into the present moment, finding a comfortable position for the body, taking a few deep breaths, allowing the mind to settle down, coming into a quietness of rest, relaxation. The mind and the body slowing down, moving attention to the present moment, right now. A Ramana says, "What is now so is what's so. Nothing else is so. What is now so is what's so. Nothing else is so." This very moment, just as it is what is. Nothing else is. Noticing what is. What is in awareness right now? What body sensations? What emotion or mood? What mindset? What thoughts? What is happening right now? And noticing that you are the one aware of what is so. Being aware of the awareness, the consciousness This very moment, just as it is what is. Nothing else is. Ramana says, I can never know what anything is. If I think, I know what a thing is, and the knowing is about that thing as being something separate or other than I, than I, the knower, then what is known is only a concept appearing in the mind. Then what is known is only a concept appearing in the mind. It is not real or have actual existence. Therefore, I don't really know what anything is. Everything that is appearing in awareness is a concept. It's not real. The concept doesn't have existence. If I think I know who I am, and that knowing is about a separate me, I, that is other or separate from you, that is just a concept. It has no existence. And so I don't know who I am. The separate self, I, is just a concept. It has no existence. It's simply appearing in the mind, in awareness. If I don't know what I am, who I am, what do I know? Am I really conscious? That I am the one and only consciousness? The The one and only consciousness is infinite. It has no beginning, middle, or ending. See for yourself that you are this one and only consciousness. Never having known the beginning or the ending. Simply being this one and only consciousness. Simply being. Without concepts. Simply being. I is an anchor. When the shift from me to all has occurred, if attention floats or is distracted towards me as a center of attention, the simple statement I, accompanied by knowledge, will return the focus of attention to the heart. I is the home of all. I is the center of being. Given from our Holy Spirit. I is an anchor when the shift from me to all has occurred. If attention floats or is distracted towards me as a center of attention, the simple statement I, accompanied by knowledge, will return the focus of attention to the heart. I is the home of all. I is the center of being. I is an anchor when the shift from me to all has occurred. If attention floats or is distracted towards me as a center of attention, the simple statement I, accompanied by knowledge, will return the focus of attention to the heart. I is the home of all. I is the center of being. Thank you. I is an anchor when the shift from me to all has occurred. If attention floats or is distracted towards me as a center of attention, the simple statement I, accompanied by knowledge, will return the focus of attention to the heart. I is the home of all. I is the center of being. Thank you for joining for quote 267 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.